story of Mert and Mort. That was quite a party Jack Arnold gave in Mert's honor. Free from the suspense and worry that had caused them so much misery, Mert and Marge had a wonderful time. So did everyone else, especially Clarence, who celebrated so hard that he ran afoul of the law. Mert seized the opportunity to forgive Billy DeVere for all the things he had done to hurt her. So, for the present at least, everything has come out happily. Now, in just a moment, we'll go on with today's episode in the story of Mert and Marge. Hayfield's Pleasures is going to Chicago for a run, and Mr. Hayfield has promised Mert a featured part in the show. It's the day after the big party, and the company has been called for rehearsal. Mert and Marge are just coming in backstage, and we hear...
Oh, look, Margie. They're breaking in the new girl who can take my place in the lineup.
Yeah. Who's that, Myrtle? Who's that man? The one putting us through the routine?
Len Smithson, the new stage director. I've heard he's a good man.
Hey, that girl's running fast, isn't she?
Yeah. Yes, I'm kind of jealous of her.
Oh, Myrtle, you know you're not.
I wonder. Let's sit down over here until we're called, huh?
I'm a little tired after that big party
last night. Certainly was a huge success.
Oh, of course it was. Gosh, Myrtle, aren't you glad that Jack is going to be in Chicago, too?
Mm-hmm. Say, Margie, what did you think Mr. Hayfield would throw that letter number out of the show after all the notoriety, or whatever you call it, it caused?
Well, Myrtle, the publicity of that song, God, has made the writers rich. Why, it's a tremendous hit.
Well, I'm kind of glad I won't have to wear that letter uniform again. At night, I dream of buttons, gray thread, black thread, gray thread.
Well, did you bring your script, Myrtle?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, good.
I hope some of the principals in this show don't hi-hat me. They don't like to see a chorus girl step up from the ranks and become one of them. Something I've been looking forward to, yet now that I've got my chance, I can't seem to get very hot and bothered about it.
Have you been learning your lines?
Yeah, I think I got them down pat. You know, I'm a quick study. After rehearsal, though, will you give me the cues, Margie?
Sure, I will.
Part's just about the same as Miss Hall does it. Just a few changes. One new scene and a new song. I've learned the song. It won't take me long to get up on the new scene.
Hey, Myrtle, I heard you're going to have special billing in the ad. I suppose your name will be all over the lobby of the theater in Chicago.
Yeah. And all because I was accused of murder. Margie, I get cold all over when I think of it. Jail, staring crowds, newspaper men, and cameras. Clanking of those steel doors. Screaming headlines.
Oh, don't, Myrtle. Don't forget that those screaming headlines that said you were free. The ones that told the world you were completely innocent.
Oh, dear, I won't forget them, but still the papers don't let me alone. Yesterday, my picture was in every paper in New York. They all are trying to connect my name with Sandfield. Romance, they say. Take this morning's headline, for instance. Sandfield Malone pines for Myrtle Spear.
Well, Myrtle, why don't you just deny it? That'll stop the papers from saying anything.
That's it.
What's it?
I'm not so sure that I don't.
Don't what? Love him, Myrtle?
Well, at any rate, I like him well enough to, well, not want to hurt him.
Maybe he feels the same. He doesn't want to hurt you, Myrtle.
Oh, let's not talk about it anymore, Margie. Get those little cold chills running up and down my back.
Is that what love does to you?
Stop it, Margie.
Well, every time Jack Arnold's around, the same chill start on me.
Margie Miller, I'll thank you in a minute.
Well, I have them.
Well, stop them.
I can't. They start right at the back of my neck and run down my spine and up again under my chin and down the left side.
What's
and
the matter, Margie?
Yes, Nell. I think she's coming down with the flu or something. She has chills.
Oh. Well, you said you had them, too.
Oh. You both sick? No, we've never felt better in our lives.
What is this? Someone enjoying poor health?
Well, Miss Margie, chills and fever.
Oh, we haven't.
Sandy Fever now.
Say, girls, let me tell you about my operation. Why, I was under ether for hours. My dears, I saw brown angels, green pigs, black cats.
Aren't you thinking of last night after the party of the pink angel?
No, Elsie, I'll tell you about that later.
What's going on over here?
Oh, Clarence is going to tell us about what happened to him last night.
What was that I saw chasing you down Broadway, Clarence? A kangaroo?
No, those were porcupines.
Oh,
I was seeing porcupines, and I'm telling you, Lucille, not a quill missed my suffering body. I'm a mass of wounds.
What happened between you and that cop, Clarence?
Oh, my dears, I don't remember, and it worried me so. Was he scratched up much?
Scratched up? He just about
ruined
him. Say, what's
the business of that cop is nobody's business. You blacked his eye and you tore his collar off.
Oh, dear, such behavior. I'm a cad.
And you cut his lip and he limped a little.
Just to think I've become such a ruffian. I don't know my own strength.
And I suppose you remember Jack Arnold getting out of the jug after the party. They had you up for disorderly conduct.
I don't remember a thing, dearie. Everything went black.
Hey, what did you have over at Judge Casey's table?
Well, Tilly, the judge said, Clarence, you take 1 gigger of ethyl gas, add 2 dashes of cod liver oil, 1 gigger of kerosene, a dash of hydrofluoric acid, shake well, and die.
Oh, well, you did.
Oh,
dear, dear, I'm worried about that nice policeman, though.
What a man, Clarence.
I'll never live this down, never.
Well, why don't you try to live up to it?
Oh, I'm surprised at you, Murph. Who writes your lines? Don't tell me. Fire him.
Oh, good. Miss Lucy was coming down the aisle from the front of the house.
About time they started this rehearsal.
Say, you're lucky to get a chance to rehearse it all with this girl, Billy.
Oh, you bet she is.
Yeah, if it weren't for Murph, you'd probably be warming a chair over in
some
agency. Oh, bet
she couldn't get a job.
Oh, cut it out, girl.
Let the audience sit with her tonight.
Please, girl. Mr. Hayfield's calling us to attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
What's this, step, Billy?
No, please, Nell, I'm trying to be continuous.
Girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've called you this morning to have a little family talk with you. Owing to the recent publicity we've had, I've decided to take Myrtle Spear from the Chick Chick lineup and make her a principal. She will replace Miss Hall. All those connected with her scenes will remain for rehearsal. Let's buckle up this show. Give a rattling good performance in Chicago. Chick Chick will remain to rehearse the 2 new numbers. So, girls, you have a wardrobe call. Clarence.
Yes, Mr. Hayfield?
Am I right about the wardrobe call?
Yes, Mr. Hayfield. And am I going to give it to some of those prima donnas? Why, one of them actually condescended to speak to me this morning for the first time since we opened. And I'm telling
never
you...
Never mind, Clarence. Well, I guess that'll be all.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Smithson will take the rehearsal, Chick Chick. You will please put on rehearsal clothes and come up on stage as soon as possible.
Oh, I'm so happy for you,
but we'll meet you down in the dressing room. 10 cents now. I'll be with you for a few more days anyway. You'll be dressing by yourself, won't you, Miss? Oh, Margie will probably dress with me. You know, she's really a principal, too. After all, she has 2 solo dancers.
Oh, girl, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. You don't want what?
Nothing, dear. Say, you girls better hurry down and change your clothes. Smithson looks as if he meant business.
I'll see you later, Mom.
All right. Miss Spear. Oh, yes? I'm Roberta Ryan, the new girl. I'm taking the place in the lineup. Where shall I dress? Oh, I'll show you.
Oh, thank you.
You go right down those stairs to dressing room 10. My place is on the end next to Margie. Change your clothes there, and you can use my hooks under the shelf.
Oh, thank you. You've been awfully nice.
Miss Spear.
Yes, Mr. Hayfield.
Will you run through those scenes you already know and take the new scene last? You can rehearse a new song with Max Schwartz, too, as soon as we can take them.
Mr. Hayfield, I want to thank you for what you've done for me.
I'm glad to do it, girl. It's box office, but... Why, you don't seem very happy about it.
I'm not.
Well, you're a funny girl.
Mr. Hayfield, did you let Miss Hall out of the show just to put me in her place?
Why, of course.
Couldn't you have given me some other little part?
No, Myrtle, there was no other part for you. Why?
Well, I don't want it, Mr. Hayfield. I refuse to accept it. I want to go back down with the Chick Chicks and stay there where I belong.
My dear girl, you don't know what you're talking about. It will make you. Think of the publicity.
That's it. Publicity, publicity. Miss Hall loses her job. I'm shoved into a place for publicity to be pointed at. The girl who was tried for murder. The girl in the screaming headlines.
Now you listen to me, Myrtle Spear.
I don't want it.
If I didn't think you could go on and do a better job than Hall, I wouldn't push you there. Headlines or no headlines. You were taking Hall's place because you can do a better job. You have talent, and I know it.
Mr. Hayfield, say that again, will you?
I said you have talent.
Well, may I kiss you?
Well, dear,
Mr. Hayfield, that's the most wonderful thing anyone's ever said to me.